thank you for joining us on this podcast. So in this podcast, we will talk about history, technology, religion, and etc. Today, we are talking about religion and how there is no God. And remember, if you do not agree with me, you can leave. I am not forcing you to stay. Things I say are from www.whynogod.wordpress.com. A religious person might say the biblical God is real. There is no evidence to support any of the claims made in the Bible concerning the existence of a God. Any evidence proposed by theists to support the Bible's various historical and supernatural claims is non-existent, at best manufactured, at worst. The Bible is not self-authenticating. It's simply one of many religious texts, like those other texts. It itself. Hang on with me. Okay. No evidence for the existence of a God. It's fluid prose and fanfictional content do not legitimize it nor distinguish it from any other ancient works of literature. The Bible is historically inaccurate, factually incorrect, inconsistent, and contradictory. It was artificially constructed by a group of men in adequate and is poorly translated, heavily altered, and selectively intercepted. Each section of the text have been eradicated over time. Biblical Jesus was real. There is no compelling evidence of Jesus' existence or the Bible account of his life. No artifacts, dwelling works of commentary, self-written manuscripts, court records, eyewitness testimonies, official diaries, birthday records, reflections on his significance, all written disputes about his teaching. Nothing survives from the time in which he is said to have lived. All historical references to God derive from history accounts written decades or centuries after his supposed death. These historical references generally referred to early Christians rather than a historical Jesus, and in cases directly contradict the Gospels or deliberately manufactured. Now, if the book Genesis is allegatory, then sin is allegatory, the fall is an allegatory, and the need for a savior is allegatory, but we all know that. Yes. Okay. Here's an interesting part. Okay. Atheism, right now. Okay, so if God is in miracles, then why Wait, okay. Atheism is correlated with better scientific literacy. Lower poverty rates, higher literacy rates, higher average incomes, less violence, lower divorce rates, lower teen pregnancy rates, lower STD infection rates, lower crime rates, and lower homicide rates. It correlates highly with the well-being of individuals and societies by almost every possible measure. Studies on happiness outside of predominantly religious countries, e.g. the United States, find little to no correlation between happiness and religious belief. This corresponds with evidence which shows social and community bonding rather than spiritual engagement explains why religious people report a greater satisfaction with life. Atheists, by comparison, may also simply be unhappy with the level of distrust, persecution they receive from competitors. Let me try to find something. Okay. Complexity of order proves God exists. The theological argument or argument of design is non-circulatory. Complexity does not imply design and does not prove the existence of God. Even if the design could be established, we cannot conclude anything about the nature of designers. Aliens, furthermore, many biological systems have various defects consist with predictions of evolution by means of natural selection. The appearance of complexity and order in the universe is the result of a spontaneous, self-organized, and pattern formation caused by chaotic feedback between simple physic laws and rules. All the complexity of the universe, all its apparent richness, even life itself, arises from simple mindless rules repeated over and over again for billions of years. Current science theories are able to explain how complexity and order arises in physical systems. Any lack of understanding does not mean immediate imply of God. Big Bang, then cosmic inflation, then Big Bang meteorologic synthesis, then stellar formation, then galaxy formation, stellar nucleus, solar system formation, to Earth formation, to abogeness, to evolution. Mind me saying correcting words wrong. It's just my friend's podcast, and it's kind of anxious, so this podcast is going to be short, and I'm going to end it soon. So, when I do, I'll try to remember to say, we'll see you guys later. Actually, most of you say God does not exist. They are generally speaking in the same manner as when people say, leprechauns, Santa Claus, fairies, newcomers don't exist. Those things do not appear to exist with contextual reality in which we find ourselves, but more importantly, the statement is not necessarily an absolute one. There is, however, agnostic atheists who are certain that God exists, and they generally point it to logical problems that would arise from said God's existence or evidence the universe is inconsistent with a God. For example, infinite rejection argument from polar design, atheist wager, non-belief paradox, optimist paradox, free will paradox, argument from look how to say, argument from non-reason, argument from incompatible properties, faith of unlearned problems of evil and problems of hell. What would convince an atheist of a God's existence? A particular standard of evidence is required to prove any claim. The standard is, adjusted depending upon the nature of the claim. Since God's existence is extraordinarily a claim, perhaps the most extraordinary claim proving it requires quality evidence. The standard of evidence required to prove a God's existence is immediately more than any personal existence and or testimony of booking. Because honestly, there's such a shame as fake news, because I'm pretty sure news has been around way more than Trump has. Trump did not invent the word fake news. Also, love how in that question, say, "Oh, I'm gonna be happy." So that's why I believe in God. There are many things to make you happy, like completion. Pretty sure there's like, what is it again? There's a bunch of books that would help. All of them people say atheism inspired Nazi communism, social Darwinism, and ad hominem deflection, which demonstrates a failure to understand that atheism is simply a lack of belief in God's worth, inherent more political or philosophical energy, and thus no line can be drawn from an ideological in the same vein. Democracy could also be called atheistic. Also, Hitler was religious and completely described atheism. To understand that more, you should go look at Nazism and religion. You should go add Hitler, Stalinism and communism, exercise state atheism based on the ideology of Marxism and Leninism. Atheism was a means to an end, not a cause. For that, you should see Soviet Union and religion. Social Darwinism and I'll see you guys on the next podcast. I'm sorry this podcast was so short, but I'm sorry for that. It's kind of getting some extra podcasts and I don't want to do it. I'll try to learn how to do more podcasts instead. I know what I mean. Oh, I'm sorry for that. I'm using a microphone, as you can see. So it's pretty bad because it, it's bad because it can. I'm probably because my headphones are bad, but I'll see you guys later, and I'll see you guys, I'll see you guys, once. I need to find something. One second, I'll see you guys in the next. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.